You're listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and Valentine, Carol Morgan.
Good morning, Carol.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you too, Todd, and to your bride, Stephanie. Thank you for sharing you with me for the morning.
I'm sure she's most grateful to have me out of the house for a couple of days. So good to be with you. Looking forward to today's conversation. I think we could all benefit. I know I certainly could from today's guest and what she's all about and represents. So I'm looking forward to it. Let's get into it. We're joined this morning by Aaliyah Bashir. She is the founder of Warrior Body Spa and Green Queen CBD Products. Aaliyah, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Good to be with you. Before we get into everything you're up to, take a quick second. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Well, I am my mother's child. So my love for alternative medicine and healthcare and the simple natural ways to fix things started as a young person. I remember having a science fair project for alternative medicine versus traditional medicine in like seventh grade. So we've always kind of had that kind of ingrained in us. And the older I get, I'm realizing like all these little seeds that were sown. So, you know, you're turning into your mother. Oh, my God. But in the best way ever these days, I'm finding out. So when the light bulb went off for me in regards to wanting to help people learn these easy, simple ways, it was more so like college. So when you are in an environment and you are immersed with people of different backgrounds and different lifestyles and you see what they're eating and they're taking in and they don't understand why they are feeling the way they feel, then I was like, oh my God, don't they know X, Y, Z? And then that's kind of how it started. And long story short, what I do now at Warrior Body Spa is help people detox their body and really help them either get off medications, feel great, incorporate ways to alleviate their pain, their discomfort. And what we really focus on is inflammation, and inflammation being the core of all of your, like, basically your ailments and your pain. So that's what we really focus on. I love our infrared sauna. I love our detox foot baths. And back to what I was talking about earlier, simple, natural ways to help resolve this inflammation. And it gives you a higher quality of life. So what we've been really doing lately and what I've been loving too is basically welcoming people to the neighborhood with our initiative with working with realtors and really getting people into the spa, but also, and even with our Valentine's Day, self-love is the best love. So we really help people learn that and make time for themselves, because you can't pour from an empty cup. And that's what I do. I help your body work better. I help you flush your toxins out of your body and really see the value in that for sure.
So as a follow-up, we mentioned that you were with Green Queen CBD Products. Tell us a little bit about that as well.
This is so exciting. So Green Queen CBD Products just launched this year. And with being in the spa industry, being in the healthcare industry, I'm always looking for new innovative ways to help our clients reach their goals. And granted, like I was telling you, we give people the tools and what to do in between sessions, but everybody doesn't do it. And there's things that doesn't necessarily work with their lifestyle.
Right.
So there are certain things that don't necessarily work with their lifestyle. So when I am looking for ways to make things easier and relieve pain, when I've been like doing research about the cannabis plant and finding products and finding a premium way to bring CBD to our clients, I knew that was another thing. I was like, I have to bring this to people because there are so many things out there that aren't premium products. And when I tried the best CBD, and I noticed a huge difference in my neck pain. And I was like, oh my God, there's no menthol, there's no this, there's no fillers, there's no allergens in it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I really want to bring this to our clients. And that's how Green Queen CBD started. Mm-hmm. And Green Queen, green emphasizing the cannabis plant, and queen really empowering women, because a lot of us, we are the head of our households in regards to taking care of the people under that tree. So really, I love it. And basically what we offer is the vape pens. We have the tinctures. We have the salves, and we also have soft gels. So what CBD does, it helps reduce our inflammation in our body and balance out our systems altogether. So that way we have a balance and we're able to alleviate the pain. It helps with anxiety. It helps with inflammation and even help you get a better night's sleep. So I love it.
Awesome.
When we come back from the break, I want to get into some of your services at the spa and with some of these products. But before we go to break, I want to ask you a two-part question here. You know, when I hear the term alternative medicine or alternative health or, you know, even this notion of wellness, and I don't want to say stigma because I think people are more receptive to this idea of improving the self than we've ever been before, which is really exciting to me. So what do you say to someone who says, well, the alternative side of this thing kind of scares me? It's more from unawareness and not knowing what it's really about. That's where their fear comes from. But what do you say to someone who's a little spooked by this alternative side of things? And then I guess what's probably even more important for you to talk about is you mentioned inflammation. As I've done more research on my own health and wellness, I've realized what a evil that is in our bodies. And, right. I think most people listening have no idea what you mean when you say inflammation, what causes it, what the impacts are on our bodies. Can you explain kind of what inflammation is? And I mean, because people just need to be aware of what they're dealing with. They don't think they have any idea.
Absolutely. So to answer the first part of your question, alternative, that word, a lot of people don't like change. So it sounds like it's something different. It sounds like it's something wacky. It's woo-woo. but it's the opposite of what we would consider traditional medicine, which is the drug company, which is going to see the doctor. And I'm not the type of person to try to change the mind of 100 different people. I want people to listen to themselves. That's what we encourage. We encourage people to listen to themselves, find out information for themselves. We present the information. And how does that make you feel? But to answer the question, these are simple ways that are not a matter of going to the pharmacy or going to the doctor and solving the problem within our bodies. Even in the simplest way, whether it's meditation, quieting our mind, having honey and lemon to go ahead and get rid of that itchy throat, as opposed to going to reach for a drug that has so many other effects. And I hate the word side effects because all of those things are happening to your body. That might be what you want to happen, but all those things are happening to your body, whether we want it or not. And we are once again opening ourselves up for inflammation. So to answer your question in regards to what inflammation is a result of a buildup of toxins. And depending on where we have that inflammation, we have a disorder or a disease. So for example, if we have a buildup of toxins in our joints, it leads to inflammation in our joints. Inflammation of our joints is arthritis. Same thing with we have a buildup of toxins in our skin. Leads to inflammation. That could be acne. That could be psoriasis. That could be eczema. Another example, if we have a buildup of inflammation in our arteries, that can lead to a heart disorder or a blood disorder. So inflammation may sound like an unfamiliar word, but is that imbalance in our body that is a result of a buildup of toxins. And that's why we focus on eliminating toxins. And how it happens, it can be an impact, whether you run into something, you hit something, your body's trying to heal itself. It can be the foods that we take into our body. We have inflammatory foods, and the simplest ones are sugars, alcohols, meats. And these are things that actually create mucus, create inflammation. It keeps you sick. And one thing that really resonates with people really easily, what are the things that you take out of your body when you're sick? So when your doctor tells you, oh, to stay away from dairy, stay away from meats, because you're sick, because your body's trying to heal itself, why would you continue to put those things in your body throughout the rest of the year and only wait to do something when you're sick? So we're really being more proactive versus reactive. Also, another thing is, what are the things that you're not putting in your body when you are pregnant? So back to the things that you put in your hair, the chemicals you try to avoid when you have cancer, the alcohol. So these are things that we are causing our body to overwork, which leads to that inflammation. So these are the things that are easily shown and are associated with inflammation that we can eliminate easily. But back to what I was saying earlier, everybody doesn't want to make that change in their lifestyle. A lot of these things are really addictive, whether it's sugar, caffeine. The one quickest way that I tell people to do these things so that way it's not overwhelming, add water to your diet. And people may get overwhelmed, but just add one more bottle of water and it helps your body flush out those things a little bit quicker. That also answers the question of, doesn't our body already detox? Do we really need more things to detox? Yeah, our body does have a wonderful system, but like, are you pooping as much as you need to? Are you constipated? Are you peeing as much? Are you putting the things inside of you that you really need to, so that way you can get those things out? The easiest ways and the most natural ways that we detox is our sweat, our pee, our poop. I know so many people who are constipated. I know so many people who aren't urinating as much as they need to. So back to the answering the question of the alternative ways, think about how your body feels. It's not woo-woo and so complex. It's really simple and really getting in touch with yourself and finding a natural way to resolve those things.
Well, as you said, our body has a wonderful system. Mm-hmm. We're impairing it by the things we do and the things we eat and drink. And so, gosh, thank you for going through this. That was actually very, very helpful. All right, Aaliyah, Carol, and I will return after this quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ty Pennington. So much of what makes a Right Choice home energy efficient is what you can't see. It's all about the details behind the wall construction. Right Choice homes from Jackson EMC are planned and inspected several times throughout the building process to guarantee they're energy efficient and comfortable. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
All right, we're back with Aaliyah Bashir, founder of Warrior Body Spa.
So Aaliyah, I know that you've got some tips for how we can upgrade our diets to include foods that help to detox. What are some of the things that we can start doing that will help?
One of my favorite detox foods, I would call it, is turmeric. Mm-hmm. Turmeric is a spice that is found in most curries. And this is one of the anti-inflammatory things that help get rid of Alzheimer's as well as cancers. And this is another common sense thing that you would have to ask the question. And if you think about the areas that are even considered third world countries that eat a lot of turmeric, eat a lot of curries, they don't have Alzheimer's. They don't have dementia.
Right.
And you have to think, what are they doing differently? So another good anti-inflammatory food would be ginger. And what anti-inflammatory foods are, what detox foods are, these are foods that are high in antioxidants. These are foods that help your body eliminate quicker. These are foods that don't stick to you, that don't want to hinder on our body and leave weight on us and make us feel icky and full. And it really helps our normal body detox processes work better. Mm-hmm. So it's not something that's complicated. It's just like basically adding that into your diet so that way we can continue to flush our foods out. Did you want more?
Yeah, give us more.
Yeah.
Okay, back to what I was telling you about water. Right now, I'm on this gallon of water challenge, and adding more water, what we should be drinking is about half our weight in ounces for water every day. If you can eliminate the sugary stuff or even the diet drinks, that would be awesome. And it just makes our body run better. Something simple, add one more cup, one more bottle of water into your day. Find some way that you make time for you and your own thoughts. If you're at the gas station, if you're in the waiting room, you probably have a TV, a radio, somebody else's conversation that is you're going to hear and you're going to pick up. So you need to really make sure that you're connecting with you and having your own thoughts. So be quiet. Maybe it's your quiet time in the car. Find some movement meditation, 5 minutes of stretching in the morning, deep breathing, connecting to your breathing and not just only being reactive to what everybody's saying to you, but really looking within and being intentional with your day. Another thing simple would be maybe exfoliating, dry brushing, incorporating massage, or some kind of thing that you're doing to connect with your body, working out, like we were talking about earlier. So that way you make that mind and body connection as well. So it's an entire unit together and it works together really well.
All right. So if I walk in the doors of Warrior Body Spa, how do you all help someone like me detox and get a handle on these strategies?
Well, you will let us know what your goals are. What the services that we offer are detox foot baths, ear candling, infrared sauna therapy. We have massage therapy as well. Of our massage therapy, we do lymphatic drainage massage. We do TMJ therapy. So based on what your goals are, we'll help you reach those goals. If somebody's just like, oh, it's the beginning of the year, new me, then we would probably recommend getting in the infrared sauna, using the detox foot bath. Most people haven't done a detox foot bath in their entire life, so that's a good place to flush out your toxins through your feet. We have about 20,000 pores in each one of our feet, and our feet are at the bottom of our body, so gravity assists as well. But what we do is we charge up that detox foot bath, and that's why it's called ionic. The negative charge attracts the positive charge of the toxin inside of you. And it's pretty cool for you to see the colors change, especially if you're doing it with somebody, so you can see how your body has flushed out those toxins. So depending on what the colors are, the toxins come out.
So where are you located?
We have a Tucker location, which is our main location, and we've been there for 6 years. And we also have the Warrior Retreat, and that is in Brookhaven. It's a private address, but it's invite only, where we have special events. Ooh. We have people who do corporate events. We had a girls' night a few nights ago. So it's a nice little treasure in Brookhaven. And it's on a main road, but you would never know it because it's such a beautiful location in trees. And it allows people to, even if they want to spend the night or have special events, couples retreat. So, Valentine's Day, couples
retreat. I'm going to be in trouble when my staff listens to this show. They're going to be like, corporate retreat, let's go.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Well, all these things, and I've been fortunate. I mean, I have made a focus on adding turmeric to my diet. So, I mean, I'm working on that. I'm trying to focus on drinking. It's one of my 2019 goals of drinking more water and being more conscious about that. And I do meditate, which has been a godsend for me and helped me with a lot of things. And it has so many more benefits than just de-stressing, which is why I started to do that. But I worry that someone listens to that rather amazing list of services you have and they say, that just sounds so intense and I'm not familiar with it. So I'm afraid they're going to be scared of it. They shouldn't be. These are not invasive procedures that are painful or hurtful. They actually sound rather glorious. So I suspect if someone comes in just to get some information and begin to understand how this all works, you welcome that opportunity, yes?
Yes, sir. We take in walk-ins. We give everybody a tour to explain everything, answer any questions anyone may have. TMJ, what I was talking about earlier, is that disorder of your jaw where there might be clicking or tension, and it's a lot of people are experiencing it and don't even realize it. I am a jaw clencher, and even when I'm dealing with clients or stressing or anything like that, and without me knowing it, a lot of times I clench my jaw. And what happens is the muscles along the front of our shoulders and our neck, it all gets clenched up. A lot of us have our shoulders at our ears, and we don't even know it, and it impacts so many different things. So we take a deeper look, and like we were talking about earlier, it's not invasive at all, but to make simple tweaks and us being experts and being certified in particular massage therapy, we go those routes for you. Even for the lymphatic drainage, and back, if that sounds overwhelming, it's definitely not. It's a very, very gentle massage where we are able to work the areas where you have your lymph nodes to help flush out your lymph nodes and really get that lymphatic system more to a more optimum level so that way it can continue to fight off disease and help out your immune system. So you will leave feeling like a whole new person. That's what I love about what we do. Everybody leaves feeling better. There's nothing to pick or prod or irritate you at all. Everything is non-invasive. If you use the sauna, you're sitting in the sauna, you have a whole room to yourself. If you're using the detox foot bath, we're not manipulating your feet. You're sitting in there relaxing. The ear candling, most people doze off and fall asleep. So everything that we offer is very effective, but we make sure it's a really not overwhelming, super zen, relaxed environment. Most people, which I think is the biggest compliment, most people say, as soon as I walked in, I felt more relaxed.
I feel better just listening to you talk on the radio.
Thank you. But we really pride ourselves in creating a space where people can totally zen out and have that time for themselves. And another thing I love to hear too is like, is anybody else here? I make sure that all of the rooms are padded and like kind of sound secure. So you'll see a lot of cars in the parking lot, but you're wondering like, where is everybody? Because it seems like you have the spot to yourself. So I love that we've been able to create that type of environment and so that people can just like let it all out, literally. So I love it.
Yeah, that's great
stuff.
Sounds
awesome.
Yeah, it does. Thank you for sharing a lot of really valuable information. This is stuff most people aren't aware of, and that knowledge is very, very powerful stuff. All right, Aaliyah, before I let you go, should anyone have any questions of any of this and want to learn more about how this works, where do they go?
Warriorspa.com, WarriorSpa.com. That will get you to our information for the Warrior Body Spa, and that'll even take you to the Warrior Retreat. My email is Aaliyah@warriorspa.com. And our phone number at the spa is 404-994-4498. And if you can get in touch with them, you can get in touch with me.
All right. Aaliyah Bashir, the founder of Warrior Body Spa and Green Queen CBD Products. Aaliyah, it was great to have you. Thanks again for stopping
by.
My
pleasure. Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's to you again. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denim Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denim Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denim Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.